Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances. Double the cash. Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little, did I just win $50 fun?
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, it's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Hey, guy trying to shingle his own roof.
Yeah.
Don't you have a degree in business?
Why, yes, I do.
Why are you trying to remodel your own roof?
I figured I could save some money.
Do you really know what you're doing?
I watched some videos.
Are you warranting your own work?
Can I do that?
Looks like you need to replace some wood as well.
It's okay.
Exactly. Call Bennett Roofing. With over 20 years' experience, they make sure your roofing work is done right. Call 901-359-9708 or BennettRoofingMemphis.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you haven't completely given up hope on the Grizzlies actually making the play-in tournament, because it turns out, something I've learned over the past week, Bennett Doyle, when you enter the bubble with the cushion, you don't have to win to make the play-in tournament if the teams chasing you don't win enough.
That's a good point.
And the teams chasing the Grizzlies at this point, outside of the Blazers, don't seem to be winning enough. The Pelicans took another loss this afternoon, so it really is possible, if not likely, that the Grizzlies can get into the play-in tournament as the 9 seed without winning a single game at Disney World. It'd probably lead toward a bad play-in tournament situation, but either way, there's still some hope, I guess. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. At 4:25, I'm going to be joined by Laird Veach. He is the athletic director at the University of Memphis. We're going to give him his own show. He keeps appearing. Laird Veach going to get his – we can at least get him that 6 to 7, replace the 6 with the Laird Veach
there
hour. Laird Veach is going to join me in the next segment to talk about – the campaign the University of Memphis Athletic Department launched earlier today. obviously in response to the COVID-19 pandemic that has ravaged our country and is wreaking havoc on all sorts of businesses, including the business of college athletics. Laird Veach will join me at 4:25. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, my little cuz, Peter Parrish, committed to Ryan Silverfield's Tigers this morning. Former four-star quarterback who enrolled at LSU out of high school is now going to be on campus at Memphis. I'll tell you about the homie P. Parrish around 4:44. Greg Russo and Micah Parsons, two projected top 10 picks in the 2021 NFL draft. One plays at Miami, the other at Penn State. They're both opting out of the college football season, so you can see where this is headed for the elite level prospects. I'll get into that a little later on this hour. The preseason coaches poll for college football is out. Clemson is number one. Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, and LSU round out the top five. Memphis didn't make the cut. That's disrespectful.
Stupid.
We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And the PGA Championship is underway out in California. How did Tiger Woods do? Not bad, actually. We'll get into that during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the NBA. Big positive development for the Grizz today. The Kings beat the Pelicans, and it is a reminder, like I said at the top, that in this bubble, if you're the Grizz, you don't have to win at all. As long as the team's chasing you, don't win enough. And so far, that's the best thing going for the injury-depleted Grizzlies. In a remarkable turn of events, these dudes really might make the play-in tournament even while going 0-8. So that'd be something, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I was optimistic about tomorrow's game, right, after watching the Thunder last night.
Well, you can't be optimistic about any game.
About any of these games.
At least any game that is actually on the Grizzlies' schedule. Like if the NBA called and said, hey, listen, the Celtics, we don't want you to play them anymore. We're going to replace them with the Nets. It'll be like, okay, let's get optimistic
then. Let's go, yeah.
But given the schedule that is in front of the Grizzlies, there's no reason to be optimistic about any individual game. It doesn't mean that they can't win any individual game. In fact, I believe, though I am not a mathematician, so I'll let smarter people than I figure this out, but I believe if the question was, are the Grizzlies likely to win a game in Orlando? So one of their next four, the truth is that they would be underdogs in all four games, mm-hmm. but still probably likely to win at least one of them somehow, some way. And at this point, one win like really does probably get you like almost certainly as at worst the ninth place team in the Western Conference, because the Pelicans, which on paper and according to all of the analytics, is the biggest threat to the Grizzlies. They just haven't looked good in the bubble, and they lost today, 140-125 to the Sacramento Kings, and it happened with Zion Williamson being awesome, but only limited to 22 minutes. He was 10 of 12 from the field. So he had 24 points, two rebounds, two assists, but they can only play him 22 minutes because he's just not in a place right now where he can go much more than that. And the truth is, the Kings controlled the game pretty much from the jump. I was doing other things, sort of had it on background, but every time I looked up, it was like a double-digit game. Like, it was this was never, I don't want to say never in doubt. It's an NBA game. Like, anything could theoretically happen. But the Kings pretty much won this thing from tip to buzzer. And so the Kings improved to 29-39. The Pelicans drop to 29-39. And if you look at all of the updated standings and the schedules left to play, I really do think that the Grizzlies can actually be in the play-in tournament without winning a single game. Because the Grizz right now are 32-37 alone in eighth in the Western Conference standings with a winning percentage of .464. The Blazers are only one game back, 31-38 record, winning percentage of .449. And the Blazers have the Nuggets, Clippers, Sixers, Mavericks left. That's the four Nuggets, Clippers, Sixers, Mavericks, Nets. That's the five games they've got left. The Nuggets game is scheduled for tonight. And as Chris Harrington pointed out on Twitter this morning, if the Grizzlies don't win a game, all the Blazers have to do is go 2-3 in the next five to pass the Grizzlies. Because if the Grizzlies don't win a game, they will finish 32-41 with a winning percentage of .438. If the Blazers go at least 2-3, 2-3 would get them to 33-41, winning percentage of .446. And again, the next five games are Nuggets, Clippers, Sixers, Mavericks, Nets. You would bet on the Blazers going at least 2-3, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you give them the Nets game. Philly just lost Ben Simmons probably for that game. So, yeah.
You give them the Nets game, and then really, let's do it this way. You give them the Nets game, and then they got four other games. One of them is against the Sixers team that just lost Ben Simmons. Like, they'll get one of those other four.
Sure.
So, you get them the Nets game, you get them one of those other four. The Blazers, if the Grizzlies don't win, the Blazers are going to pass the Grizzlies.
Yes.
So, then it comes down to, can somebody else pass the Grizzlies? And the Pelicans now have to go 3-1 in their final four games. After losing to the Kings this afternoon, they have to go 3-1 in their final four games to get to 32-40, which would allow them to pass the Grizzlies if the Grizzlies did not win a single game in the bubble. And the 3-1 record would have to come against a schedule that is Wizards, Spurs, Kings, and Magic. Maybe. They could maybe do that.
They could maybe do it, yeah, but they haven't looked good, like you said.
They could maybe do it, but they haven't looked good. Like, are they really going to bounce back and beat the Kings team that beat them by 15 this afternoon? Maybe. It's the NBA. That kind of stuff happens all the time. But I didn't think we would be in a situation. If you'd have told me this time last week, okay, the Grizzlies are going to start 0-4 in the bubble, and after that, the Pelicans will still need to go 3-1 in their last four to pass the Grizzlies, even if the Grizzlies don't win a single game. I would have said, no, that doesn't sound right. But the Pelicans have been so mediocre/bad in that bubble that now they're in a situation where they got to go 3-1 in their final four games to pass the Grizzlies, even if the Grizzlies don't win a game. And if the Grizzlies, like, luck up and win a game, or just, like, you know, play really well and win a game, however it happens, well, then the Pelicans are in a situation where they got to go 4-0. To pass the Grizzlies. And, you know, 4-0 against that schedule is not impossible. Imagining them going 4-0, given the way that they've been playing, seems unlikely, but it's definitely possible. The Kings are in a similar situation. They've got the same record as the Pelicans right now, and they would need to go 3-1 to finish 32-40 to pass the Grizzlies. If the Grizzlies didn't win, that four-game stretch is going to be Nets, Rockets, Pelicans, Lakers. It's possible. It's possible because you get the Nets. Maybe the Lakers just decide to sit LeBron and AD in that final game. Like, there is the Pelicans are obviously fragile. There is a path to there. But still, are you going to bet on the Kings going 3-1 in any stretch in the bubble? Like, I don't know that I would, but it's certainly possible. I guess I'd bottom line it this way. Nobody wanted the Grizzlies to go 0-8 to get into the play-in tournament. You wanted the Grizzlies to do well, to be healthy, and then get in as the 8th seed and have to only beat the 9th seed once to advance to the Western Conference playoffs, whether that was the Blazers, the Pelicans, the Spurs, or somebody else. As it is, they're probably limping in to the play-in tournament if they get there, totally backdooring the whole thing. Like, not winning a game, but still advancing because nobody chasing them was that good other than the Blazers. And so the most likely scenario at this point, if you were asking me for a prediction, play-in tournament happens. It's Blazers-Grizzlies. Blazers as the 8, Grizzlies as the 9. So Blazers need to win one game to advance to play the Lakers. Grizz would have to win 2. And then whether it takes one game or two, who knows? But obviously, the odds would be in the favor of Portland to go ahead and advance into the Western Conference playoffs. Why? They're better. Let's just start there. They're better. Also, they're healthier. Like, don't ever forget the Grizzlies are now operating under way less than ideal circumstances. Their starting 3 is out for the season. They're starting 4 out for the season. Primary backup point guard hasn't played yet in the bubble. So, like we talked about yesterday, it kind of is what it is. But given the Pelicans' poor performance today, The Grizzlies still might actually be in that play-in tournament, which would mean at least one more game in Orlando than they otherwise were guaranteed. Now, it could mean that they end up going 0-9 in the bubble. Like, that's not off the table, and that would be kind of depressing. But again, you have to understand the context of this situation to, you know, otherwise, you're largely missing the point. Like, if you are frustrated that the Grizzlies are 0-4, I get it. If the Grizzlies end up 0-8 and you want to be really frustrated, I get it. If the Grizzlies end up 0-8 in the bubble but still make the play-in tournament and then lose by 17 to the Blazers in that game to drop to 0-9, you want to be frustrated. I get it. I guess I will forever come back to this. What were they supposed to do? You know, a young team led by two 20-year-olds, fragile anyway, and then starting three gets hurt, starting four gets hurt, backup point guard gets hurt. What are you going to do? But, like I said, still interesting that the mediocre Pelicans, which were, at least in some people's eyes, among the reasons this entire unusual system was created, they just have not looked the part. And now it looks like, you know, barring a last four games in which they play very differently than they played in the first four, they'll finish somewhere behind the Grizzlies and Blazers and go home from the NBA bubble after just eight games. And other NBA news, a couple of items to touch on real quick before we get to Laird Veach, the University of Memphis athletic director. As you pointed out earlier, Sixer star Ben Simmons is sidelined now indefinitely with a subluxation of his left patella.
That doesn't sound good.
Do you know what it is?
I saw someone say that it was like his kneecap got dislocated.
That is exactly what it is, based on the reading that I did this afternoon. Except what it means is his kneecap dislocated.
Mm-hmm.
It popped out of place, but then it returned on its own. It hurts. It feels
Ow.
Like it hurts. I know. It sounds like it hurts, right?
Yeah.
Like if you just, right now, I just said, Bennett, we're going to take your kneecap, move it out of place, and then move it right back into place. You'd be like, nah, I think I'd rather avoid that.
It just hurts when you like hit your knee on something.
Like if I bump my knee, I hurt.
Yeah.
And so the idea that my whole kneecap could move out of place and then return on its own, again, sounds painful. The injury happened in the third quarter of last night's win over the Wizards, and it'll probably lead to the Sixers having to play Al Horford and Joel Embiid together more than they've played this season. And though that was the plan when they signed Al Horford, since Al Horford's been there, they basically moved Ben Simmons to forward, decided to make him something other than a point guard,
mm-hmm.
at which point Al Horford had been coming off the bench. But now with Ben Simmons sidelined, you need a power forward. Brett Brown has said that the plan is probably just to play Horford and Embiid together. Will that work? We'll see. There's probably a reason they went away from it to begin with, but man, frustrating, because when you talk to people about this NBA bubble, and you know, the obvious favorites are the obvious favorites: Bucks, Lakers, Clippers. Like, is there another team besides Bucks, Lakers, Clippers that you could see maybe actually hold the trophy at the end of it? A team that got a lot of attention, or at least a lot of votes in that category, were the Philadelphia 76ers. Mm. But you go try to do it without one of your young all-stars, it gets much more difficult. And then there is no guarantee that Ben Simmons will play again this season. Again, out indefinitely, so that could mean one game or 1 million. But he's not going to be around, it doesn't appear, anytime soon. And it's at least possible he is done for the season. Meantime, our king, LeBron James, has been ruled out of tonight's Lakers-Rockets game. The Lakers are calling it a groin injury, which, I mean, I'll trust them. And with LeBron, that is something you've got to be very, very careful mm-hmm. with. A, he's 35 years old. You know, I'm a little older than that. But, like, I can just tell you from living through, you know, 25 and 35, you don't feel the same at 35 that you felt at 25. You don't recover the same way at 35 that you recovered at 25. And even the king, LeBron James, he is not an exception to that rule. He is remarkable at his age. But these types of things can pop up. And if you don't be patient with them, they can be problematic. So if you're the Lakers and you've already got the number one seed wrapped up in the West, like, why would you push anything? So you just set LeBron James Yep. down for this game and any other game that you need to sit him down for. The interesting thing is, if we do end up Lakers Blazers? That's not easy. I mean,
no, not especially. Yeah.
I mean, right. 1-8 matchups are supposed to be easy, but that's not your normal 1-8 matchup.
No, that team went to the Western Conference Finals.
Right. That team is good.
Yeah.
When they're healthy.
Yep.
And they're healthy now. And so that is, you know, under normal circumstances, you might be looking at this and going, okay, LeBron's got a growing situation. We'll sit him down for the rest of the seeding games. And then, like, we'll even set him down for the first round of the playoffs and make sure he's ready to go. I don't think the Lakers beat the Blazers without LeBron James.
No, so I do not either.
So you got to get him ready for that. And if it means missing a random Thursday night game when you've already got the number one seed locked up, well, then you just set him down. That's fine. Because he did miss 27 games last season. Do you remember what caused him to miss 27 games?
Was it the same thing?
Growing injury. He missed games in December and February of this season with growing issues. And so the Lakers are just being smart here. Like, I know that ESPN or TNT, whichever is airing that game tonight, you'd love to have him on the court. It's Lakers, Rockets, it's three former MVPs in LeBron James, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, in theory, four future Hall of Famers. When you add Anthony Davis to that list, it's a star-studded event. Obviously less so without LeBron, but if you're the Lakers, you don't care about any of that. You're preparing to maybe be in a war with the Blazers very, very soon, and you got to make sure LeBron is ready for that. So LeBron has already been ruled out for tonight's game, and there's a good chance a whole lot of people don't actually play. The latest report I saw was that Russell Westbrook, again, fellow former MVP, is also unlikely to be in the lineup tonight. So, like I said, Lakers have already locked up the number one seed in the West, so they don't have much to play for right now. And by the way, they're just 2-2 in the bubble. They're the only team of the 22 teams in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
That's averaging less than 100 points per game in the bubble. So they have not been good, but some of that is surely just that they don't have the same type of stuff to play for that lots of other teams do. Like, you know, here we are, you know, less than a week since the seeding game started, and they've already locked up the number one seed. Mm-hmm. So they don't have anything to play for, really. The motivation is a big part of all of this. We've already seen. And so LeBron James out tonight, and we'll see if he plays in any more seeding games. But if I'm running the Lakers, if there's literally anything to be concerned about, he doesn't play again until at least game one of the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. I'll talk more NBA with Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, Laird Veach is the athletic director at the University of Memphis. That athletic department launching a campaign today, honestly, to try to make sure they've got enough money to get through the COVID-19 pandemic that is problematic for people, for businesses, and yes, also athletic departments, especially those operating outside of the Power 5 structure. I'll talk to Laird Veach about it next. You listen to The Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory to dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi. Guess we should talk about something. How's the vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle. Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now that we're getting back on the road, the stops we make seem more special than before. Stop to see a friend. Stop at your favorite store. Stop at the places you missed most. And to keep you going between those stops, there's Shell. Stop in to fill up with our best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single
my little cuz, Peter Parish, committed to Ryan Silverfield's Tigers earlier today. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. That's when we'll return to the NBA conversation. But right now, he is the athletic director at the University of Memphis, a university that earlier today announced the Keep Memphis Roaring campaign. His name's Laird Veach. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Laird, it's Gary. How are you? I appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks, Gary. I'm good. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
No, it's my pleasure, and I know it's a big day for you because I'm confident you launched a campaign that when you took this job, you never envisioned having to launch because we couldn't have reasonably anticipated all that time ago that we would be in the middle of a pandemic unlike any of us have ever experienced. Can you, in plain terms, try to help Memphis fans, even season ticket holders listening right now, what Keep Memphis Roaring means and how complicated of a situation this is going to be to navigate, even in a best case scenario, over the next few months?
Yeah, I will do my best, and I will tell you what we've done is try to make what is a complicated situation as simple as we can for our season ticket holders, although I will admit it's challenging to do it. You know, the Keep Memphis Roaring campaign is essentially about two things in the end. One, it's about giving season ticket holders options based on our situation, and we'll explain in a little bit further detail what that is, but also then giving them an opportunity to try to help us, frankly, to navigate a very challenging situation financially for us in the department, and, you know, hopefully they're willing to consider donating the investments they've made to this point if we are not in a position to, you know, to provide them the tickets that we want and that we'd love to. And it, unfortunately, it seems that we may very well be headed for that.
I think because of the size of the Liberty Bowl, my point being that, you know, if you want to get a ticket to pretty much any game, even in good seasons, like as a Memphian, you can walk up and get one week of or day of game. My point being that season ticket holders are largely people who love the University of Memphis, who know they're going to be there every game no matter what, who invest emotionally and financially. Do you anticipate that helping you here, that the season ticket holders aren't people who just, you know, buy the tickets because they love football? I'm assuming they largely buy the tickets because they love Memphis, and it's been made clear by you and everybody else, you really need their help right now, and if they are capable of helping, I would assume most would. Is that encouraging to you, again, in these less-than-ideal situations?
Well, it is encouraging, Gary. I mean, you know, that's what we're sort of hoping and banking on and relying on, are those same people that have been with us and supportive throughout the years, and they're with us through the thick and thin, as they say. And that's what we're shooting for. You know, and I will say on the front end, our goal from the beginning in this situation has been to try to take care of those that have been taking care of us, as our season ticket holders. And, you know, it's just disappointing to us to be in a position where we may not very likely be in a position to manage that for them and give them the tickets that they purchased. But we're looking to them now to try to help us. And then, you know, also whatever we can provide, we're going to provide. So if they're in a position where they can donate that, then we're going to, you know, get them at least, tickets to a game, and hopefully we can do more than that. And then if other things transpire throughout the season and open up further, then those are the folks we're going to go back to first. But you're right. We need the people that are most loyal to us and that care the most to, you know, hopefully be there for us again and help us through what, is arguably one of the most challenging times in our history.
This pandemic hit our country, depending on who you listen to, either late 2019, early 2020. But for our purposes, our country changed in the middle of March. NBA shuts down, NCAA tournament canceled. The restaurants, bars, we've been living unusually ever since. And when it initially happened, football season seemed like a million miles away. And we were just all hopeful, it'll be fine by then. And I guess there were enough medical officials telling us, you know, it probably won't be. But still, most of us were hopeful. College football coaches in some parts were talking about, I'm looking forward to seeing those stands filled. We now know with college football, in theory, right around the corner, that's not going to be possible, and we've known it for a while. But still, I'd be interested to know your reaction when somebody first told you you really might not be able to put but 4,500 fans inside of your 60,000-seat stadium. When you heard that number, were you surprised it was that low?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I was surprised. And I will tell you real honestly, I was frightened.
Yeah.
I was frightened because I know the impacts of that. I know the impacts of it, you know, not only our fans and the people that really care and want to be at the games, but, so much of my responsibility as athletic director does come down to resources. And these resources now become impactful for people and, you know, people that I'm around every day, student athletes, coaches, staff, and that's what. As soon as I heard that number, that's what your mind goes to in a role like mine is knowing the impacts of those resources and that what that generates. And we've made cuts that we've shared before, but those have been operational cuts. And next becomes much more personal, much more real, and much more difficult to manage. And that's that's what is weighing on me and, people around me in these leadership positions. We're trying to hopefully mitigate as much as we can.
Talking to Laird Veach, the athletic director at the University of Memphis. The Keep Memphis Rolling campaign, you give people all sorts of options. At the top, donating the season ticket money, like you said, in a way to help the athletic department that I'm sure if you're a season ticket holder, you love and have loved for a long time. At the other end of the spectrum is if you want your refund, we're not going to be a university that says you can't have your money back. If you want it, we will give it to you. But obviously it benefits the university and it makes things much easier, though nothing is easy. If people either donate the money or like sort of a middle option is just let us hold it and apply it to next year. And to me, that, even if you're fundamentally against just donating and letting the money disappear into the athletic department, just letting you hold it and applying it to season tickets next season seems very reasonable. For instance, I rented a house on the beach for this summer and had put a lot of money down on it, and we just decided, for obvious reasons, we didn't feel comfortable going to the beach in Florida, so we're just going to not make that trip. And I was given some options, but none of them were, hey, you could just have your money back. And so the option I took was, so you're doing better than the beach house I was dealing with, I'll tell you that. But the option I accepted was, just let us hold the money, and you can have the house next summer. And so that's what we're doing. And I know it's a bit more complicated than that, but that is essentially one option on the table for Memphis season ticket holders. We'll apply it, plus I believe a 10% bonus on top to next season's tickets if you just let us hold your money till then. Do I have that more or less right?
You nailed it, Gary. You summarized it really well, and I appreciate that. And that is what we wanted to accomplish in this process, is to give our folks options, right? We are asking for real consideration for help and support. And if folks aren't in a position to donate them, and I understand some people may not be, hopefully they'll at least be in a position to credit it towards next year. And you know, next year I think could be a special year when things hopefully do get back to normal, and we've got a 7-game season. We're open. We're home schedule, right. Excuse me, and we're hosting Mississippi State, and so that could be a really exciting year. So hopefully people will at least be in a position to do that. And again, if they're not, we are providing the opportunity for a refund. We're just asking folks to call the ticket office so they can. Our folks have a chance to walk them through that and make sure they fully understand the impacts on them and us. But, in the end, we will provide that chance and just, hopeful people will do everything they can.
You have announced an 11-game schedule for 2020. I know you have to be hopeful because what is the point of being anything other than hopeful? But are you optimistic? It seems, and I don't mean this just with Memphis football. I mean in college football in general. We've seen the problems Major League Baseball has encountered trying to operate outside of a bubble, and that's without players tackling each other for 3.5 hours once a week, not to mention every day in practice. Are you optimistic that this is going to go smoothly? It seems real complicated.
It is complicated. I will tell you, today has been an exciting day for me and our staff, although it's not a message that we want to deliver to our people that, we very likely may not be able to accommodate them in the Liberty Bowl. At least we have a plan, right? We have a plan. We have something that we're able to push forward and be able to manage and react from. But the reality is that it's going to be challenging, and I think we all recognize that things will not, as of now, the most likely scenario is that they don't work out exactly like what we're hoping for, unfortunately. I mean, that's just the reality of our world now. So there are a lot of variables and a lot of challenges ahead. But I'm proud of our conference. I'm proud of college athletics for doing everything we can to try to march forward and make things happen, for our student athletes and for our fans.
Talking to Laird Veach, athletic director at the University of Memphis. There are reports that the Pac-12 is at least in discussions to maybe take out, a billion-dollar loan to help various athletic departments get through this undeniably tough time. Your conference, of course, is the American Athletic Conference, and let's be honest, operating outside of the Power Five structure makes this much more complicated than it would be if you were a Big Ten school or a SEC school. Has there been any thought on the conference level and then trickle down about taking out loans against future earnings to maybe help you just get through this rough patch? I imagine the way so many Americans are doing just to try to get through, their own rough patches.
Well, I will say there's a lot of ideas and things that have been discussed in different ways. We have not, truly entertained something like that to this point. Unfortunately, I think, all of us, individually as institutions, as conferences, we're going to have to explore all options if this thing plays out, as it looks like it might. I mean, that is again our reality. And we're going to have to look at very, very difficult decisions, whether that is, taking out essentially loans against our future or, cutting back in the present. And both of those are things you really don't want to get into because they have real, long-term impacts.
Talking to Laird Veach, the athletic director at the University of Memphis. Last thing before I let you go, and again, I appreciate your time. Obviously, there are financial concerns in every athletic department in the country, including yours. And yet there's also a pretty high profile, staff position that is open right now, specifically an assistant coaching spot on Penny Hardaway's staff. I have been told that at other schools that have openings on staff, Texas Tech being one of them, that they are holding off on hiring an assistant for Chris Beard's staff, strictly because, it might save the number I was told at Texas Tech, $30,000 a month in the meantime. Is there any sort of a similar approach to filling the third assistant spot on Penny's staff right now. Is that in a wait-and-see mode because of the financial concerns? Or, in theory, if Penny wanted to hire somebody today, could he hire somebody today?
You know, in the end, if Penny had the person that he felt he really wanted to move forward with, you know, we're going to find a way to support him on that. And that's what we've tried to do for our sports across the board, is if they have a position that is really central to our competitiveness and the kind of experience and the recruiting, all the things that need to be done that are so central to our programs, we're trying to find a way to fill those. We, you know, for all the other positions in our department that are not, you know, directly centrally impacting our programs in that way, we're holding off. So, you know, as much as we can, we're trying not to spend any dollar that we can.
Sure.
And we're being really restrictive. But in a situation like that, you know, when you have an assistant coach position like that, it is really, really impactful. So, you know, just like we wouldn't for our other programs, you know, we're not going to hold Penny back from making that hire, you know, when he's ready to do that.
That's interesting. That is Laird Veach, the athletic director at the University of Memphis. The website is keepmemphisroaring.com, keepmemphisroaring.com. If you are a season ticket holder or a Memphis fan, someone who cares about that athletic department, and you want to understand what the situation is for Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium this season, and if you're a season ticket holder, what your options are, that is the place to get all of the information, keepmemphisroaring.com. Laird, I appreciate your time. I know how stressful all of this is. I wish you all the luck in the world, and if I can help you with anything, you please let me know.
Well, thanks, Gary. I just appreciate the opportunity to share our plans and this opportunity, if you will, with our fans, and appreciate your support and just everyone's consideration. And certainly wish everybody all the health and safety in the world, and you know, we'll get through this together.
Thank you, Laird. Stay safe.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye. That's Laird Veach, athletic director at the University of Memphis. And when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, when it appeared that capacity at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium was going to be smaller than anybody, most people, I should say, had anticipated. I guess some people probably assumed it would be zero. But, I mean, we had Dabo Swinney not too long ago talking about he's looking forward to seeing every seat filled, you know, at Clemson's football stadium. Like that. Now, that was nonsense when he said it, but the point is people were saying it and people were listening to it. But when it became clear within the past couple of weeks that just wasn't going to be the case at the Liberty Bowl, it became obvious that the university was going to have to develop some sort of plan just to try to get through this. And that is what this Keep Memphis Roaring plan is. And like I said a few weeks ago, I don't tell anybody what to do with the money. These are hard times, man, hard times for lots of people. And there might be Memphis season ticket holders who have already paid money for the 2020 season who now know what it's almost certainly going to look like. And all things considered, you know, maybe mom lost her job, dad lost his job, you know, who knows, maybe both lost their jobs. I understand if somebody absolutely has to have their money back. I get it. That's why that option is available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Laird Veach and everybody in that athletic department would understand as well. What they're hoping for is that if you can donate the money, like that's the best option for them. Or at the very least, if you can just let them hold the money and apply it to next season, you cannot overstate how important that is to that athletic department. There are good people over there who have really gotten that entire athletic department in an incredibly great place. You know, it hasn't always been the most well-run thing, but it is run really well now, and it involves lots of smart people. And just like any of us working in the middle of a pandemic, if things get too bad, you know, none of us are immune from you know, having our jobs ripped right out from underneath us, and that includes people who work in that athletic department. Perhaps people that the average person listening right now doesn't know, but people who make that thing run and who keep that thing organized and who are very important to the day-to-day operations. And so I guess I'd say this. If you have to have your money back, everybody understands. Again, these are tough times. But if you are in a situation where you can donate or at the very least let them hold your money with a bonus applied to next season, it would be really helpful to the University of Memphis Athletic Department. If this were the Alabama Athletic Department or the Ohio State Athletic Department or the Texas Athletic Department, they are still like going through something they didn't think they were going to go through, but it's not nearly as financially devastating because they're in the SEC or the Big Ten or the Big 12. Memphis operates on the other side of the fence and operates remarkably well on the other side of the fence. How many non-Power 5 universities have top-shelf football programs and top-shelf basketball programs? The list is very, very small. But that doesn't mean the money is stacked on top of each other. It is not an overstatement to suggest that that athletic department needs you if you are a Memphis fan, a Memphis alum, a Memphis season ticket holder, needs you more now than they've ever needed you. And so, again, I want to make sure I'm clear. If somebody has to get the refund, I understand. But if it doesn't make that much of a difference to you, understand that it does make that much of a difference to them. And if you can donate or at the very least allow them to just hold your money and apply it to your 2021 season tickets, it could actually be the thing that allows people in that athletic department to keep the jobs, student athletes on that campus to keep the scholarships. I'll talk more with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, my little cuz, Peter Parrish, committed to Ryan Silverfield's Memphis Tigers football program earlier today. I'll tell you everything I know about him next.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference, like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs, and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fam Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fam Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Fam Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fam Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com, and remember, let our family serve your family.
Jennifer, like so many other people over the past several months, started working from home during the pandemic. Very quickly, her home started feeling smaller than it ever felt. She realized she needed more space. So she did what I've been telling you to do for years. She called Josh Hysall. He sold her home in one day at a price above the asking price. How did he do it? He did it with a 45D guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced. He's effective. He's someone who knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, That's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker. As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. We're coming by to assist anyone who hasn't completed it yet, and we'll be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. We'll be asking some simple questions that will inform funds for healthcare, education, and more over the next decade. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Go back in time with Radio.com Rewind. And just so you know, no DeLorean necessary. All you need is the Radio.com app. You can pause and rewind your favorite news and sports stations when you listen on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Take a short trip 15 seconds back, start your favorite show over, or travel a whole 24 hours back in time. Great Scott! Radio.com Rewind will change the way you listen to radio forever. Yeah, that sounds like hype, but we're serious. Check it out and time travel today. Radio.com Rewind. Plutonium optional.
Heard on the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the card dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God ticker. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paying with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that is Memphis Barbecue Company. How do they get world championship barbecue? It's actually very simple. You just have to have an owner who is a world champion, and that's what they got at Memphis Barbecue Company. Melissa Cookston, 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Google it if you don't believe me. Google it. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are cooked multiple times a day. That way you're getting fresh from the cooker quality. Doesn't matter whether you're in there at noon or 9 o'clock at night, your ribs are going to be fresh. And when you order a, say, pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then, not a moment earlier. The people in the kitchen are under instructions. You don't start pulling pork until you got a ticket for that pulled pork. Now, is that the most efficient way to run a kitchen? I'm told it's not. But it is the best way to ensure you're getting the best quality, and that's the most important thing at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is located at 709 DeSoto Cove. 709 DeSoto Cove, I'll make it easy for you. If you're coming from Memphis, take 55 south to the Goodman Road exit. Right there on your right, you can see the sign from the interstate. They're operating at 50% capacity indoors, but if you want to have curbside service, pickup, that remains available. You can order online, memphisbbqco.com. Go check the menu. It's there, memphisbbqco.com. J. Jeff Karkin's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We will return to the NBA then, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
My little cuz Peter Parrish has announced that he will be transferring from LSU to the University of Memphis.
Right.
It's a big development for Ryan Silverfield's program. He's a former four-star dual-threat quarterback who was ranked 313th by 24/7 Sports coming out of high school, according to the report by Jonah Jordan over at Daily Memphian. He won a state championship in high school, redshirted last season. And then, I don't like to bring this up because he is my little cuz, but he was suspended indefinitely from the team at LSU and then entered the transfer portal after being removed from the roster. So
we know what happened there?
I've heard some things.
Oh, we're not 100% sure. Okay.
It would be reckless of me to listen. He's my
little cousin.
He's my little cousin. Of course, I know what happened there.
I understand.
It would be reckless as Uncle GP to get into it live on radio. But listen, here's what I would say in all seriousness. I would assume Ryan Silverfield and his staff did all of the proper homework that you have to do before you enroll somebody who was suspended from an SEC school. And if they felt comfortable with it, well, then here we are.
Cool.
And if they didn't feel comfortable with it, then we shouldn't have done it. but I'm going to assume they feel comfortable with the situation because otherwise you don't go down this path. Under normal circumstances, without a waiver, he would be somebody who has to sit out a year. But he's super talented, quarterback against somebody who won a state championship in Alabama coming out of high school. And on a personal level, it's just nice to have a Parrish playing for the Tigers. My little dudes were with my mother today, and she told them that Memphis now has a football player, and his name is Peter Parrish, at which point my little dude, three-year-old Lou, decided that he would also like to be called Peter Parrish. And so earlier today, my mother sends me a video of my youngest son, who is now fired up about his new name. Here it is.
Okay, Louie, what's your new name?
Peter Parrish Jr.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
Peter Parrish Jr.
So I now have three boys, Aiden Parrish, Oliver Parrish, and apparently my little Lou is now Peter Parrish Jr. So we'll be getting the Parrish jerseys from the University of Memphis. And in all seriousness, just another nice recruiting day for Memphis football. I mean, Ryan Silverfield has absolutely killed it. Really, in every way, you can kill such things. But on the recruiting trail, since taking over for Mike Norvell, who, of course, left for Florida State, and today's development, just the latest example. Again, my little cousin, Peter Parrish, has transferred to the University of Memphis.
Story number two.
Two projected top 10 picks in the 2021 NFL draft have opted out of the 2020 college football season. It is Micah Parsons from Penn State. You might remember him. He was wrecking.
I do remember him well.
Dude, he looked like, get that guy to the NFL immediately.
No kidding.
Right? I don't need to see another thing from you. You're going to play on Sundays and make a lot of money. So one of them is Micah Parsons at Penn State. The other one, Greg Russo, a defensive lineman at Miami. Manny Diaz, the Miami coach, announced today that he's opting out of the season. And I think you're going to see more and more of this. You know, it'll be interesting if, like, Trevor Lawrence, the obvious number one pick of the 2021 NBA NFL draft, like, does he opt out? Because, and we'll get to this momentarily, he's on the preseason number one team.
Yeah.
So do you walk away from that? But whether it's in the Pac-12 or the Big Ten, what we're hearing more and more from these college football players is like, yo, what are we doing trying to play football? You know, you guys are telling us campuses aren't safe for students, but it's safe for us to go out and tackle each other all day, every day? Like, what are we doing? And with recent reports showing that, because it's so frustrated, you get these some folks who talk about COVID-19, and they just talk about the death rate. All they do is talk about the death rate. And they say, hey, if you're young, you're not going to die. And that is almost certainly true. Like, you are statistically very improbable of dying if you're a young person and you get COVID-19. I wouldn't dispute that. But there's a whole lot of stuff between you're perfect and dying.
Yeah, I mean, what if you're Trevor Lawrence and you get a heart condition from COVID-19?
Well, that's the point.
Right?
There are now young people who are developing heart conditions because of COVID-19. A Major League Baseball pitcher had to opt out of the season. He wanted to play, but he had COVID-19, recovered, quote, recovered, but physical showed that he now has a heart condition, so he's not playing. So you're really going to risk catching this virus as a, quote, unquote, amateur athlete a few months before you're going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, if in theory it could lead to you having a heart condition that could affect you long term and your professional career? I'm not going to say under no circumstances do you do it. I'm just going to say I understand when people decide they won't.
Right.
And Micah Parsons and Greg Russo, those two guys who, again, are going to be picked in the top 10 of the next NFL draft, they just decided, hey, I wanted to play college football this season, but then this awful thing happened in our world, and I just don't feel like it's comfortable. I don't feel comfortable that it's safe to play under these circumstances, especially for nothing. You know, NFL players, once they start doing this, you know, there's somebody out there who's making $28 million a year. Well, for $28 million a year, will you play professional football? Yeah, sure, I'll give it a go. For nothing in advance of you entering the NFL draft when you're a projected top 10 pick? Maybe not, because, I mean,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.